Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of Thunderball.
I watched the second half of Thunderball.
And this
is the other half. Watch till you can't.
There we go.
I thought you were going to start doing the James Bond theme. Thunderball! It's Thunderball! Strikes like a thunderball!
Is that the opening for this one?
That's the lyrics of the song.
Was it good?
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was whatever.
All right.
It was a very, very underwater based.
Yes.
They're like, we clearly have, well, they came on the credits and it was like, shot all the underwater scenes in this particular spot. And I'm like, oh, they had an underwater access to an underwater shooting place. They're just going to use it for everything.
They really do.
Is there a lot
of underwater scenes in your half of the movie? There's literally a whole underwater fight scene in my half of the movie. And like I wrote, I was just like, this is both impressive technically, but like visually very uninteresting.
Yeah, very boring.
Because, like, especially knowing the technology back in the day, like, it must have been a fucking bitch bringing a camera down, having all the, like, you know, different crew and the stuntmen all set up.
Lighting it and everything.
Lighting it. Like, I didn't even think about lighting. Yeah, like, that is a genuine technical marvel. But then at the same time, you're literally just seeing people fight in slow motion.
It wasn't until
and try really hard not to kick dust up in front of the camera.
It wasn't until Avatar 2. When we really were like, oh, you can have fun underwater.
It is, yeah. Yeah, some real fun with tails and hair. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, like, also, like, I don't know. It's like the fighting underwater is like cool and all, but also fighting underwater, the physics of fighting underwater is very different than fighting above water.
Oh, yeah.
So like you'll see like, you know, henchmen or whatever getting knocked out and they'll just like fall to the bottom of the seafloor. And I'm like, that's not how bodies work. Why aren't they like rising up to the top?
Yeah, I don't know. If you're like dead, maybe you rise to the top.
If
you get knocked out,
I think you only sink if you decompose. Otherwise, you're still full of all that air. And also, I don't think all of them are dead. I think a lot of them just got like knocked out, in which case they would, you know, they would float because they're still full of air.
I mean, these guys must be pure muscle. They just
they must be. Yeah.
They probably have big thing like tanks on their backs. So, I don't know.
I guess I'm just like watching and just going like, there's probably like a stuntman who's probably losing oxygen. Just going like, don't move, please. I don't want to ruin this take.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's nuts. That'd be nuts doing all that.
Yeah.
But,
Largo, he's a bad guy.
This is where it starts getting rough.
Uh-huh.
This is where, just in the opening scene for me, I was like, oh,
already bad.
We've changed the focus of what makes James Bond cool.
Oh, really?
We've changed.
I'm curious what that means.
We've changed the focus to be more gadgets and more misogyny.
Yeah.
Even more, baby.
Yeah. Got to double down and all this shit. It's like
double down 007.
You know how they say like flanderization, like the more you write a character, the more like certain aspects of them comes out and like the humanity of them starts to disappear.
Yeah.
And like that's absolutely happening here. But whereas flanderization's more just like turns people into sort of like bland like characters
memes
of themselves.
Yeah.
Here it's more like, I guess he is kind of turning into like a meme, but I definitely wouldn't consider it bland. I think it's more just sort of like, oh, these are the bits that sort of rose to the top.
Yeah.
Like none of the other stuff from before are the things that we wanted to keep around
or anything. No,
like this is where like if you watch Thunderball and you watch Dr. No one after the other, I feel like you would be like, these are two different people.
Or yeah, like, I think you're right. Like we've been watching kind of the change slowly, right? And I think that Dr. No and From Russia with Love, pretty similar characters.
And relatively.
And then it started to get a little different in Goldfinger, but it still kind of kept that kind of grounded realism, I guess I would say.
Oh, yeah. Was that when the laser was pointed at him?
The laser was pointed at him.
Or was it when he met a woman named Pussy Galore? It was an aerial pilot.
You know what? Compared to this movie, though?
I know.
Compared to this movie, though.
I think the lady's name is called Domino. I think Domino's a cool name.
Domino's
for
a cool
lady.
Name. That's a villain in, or a Marvel villain, too, I think. Or they were in Deadpool 2, I believe.
Yeah,
they're a very cool
Deadpool
character.
Yeah, yeah.
Great power of always being lucky. unlike this lady.
And yeah, she's very unlucky.
Very unlucky. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's
this is what I was worried about.
This is kind of what I expected now. Yeah. We're kind of in the point where we're like, oh, okay, yeah.
And here's the thing. You say it's like slowly, and it is relatively. What? It's like four movies in. But we are so early.
We're so early. Yeah. We're so early. It's like not many years pass. They're still cranking them out so quickly.
Yeah, that's true too. So let's talk about Thunderball then, buddy.
Thunderball starts off with a funeral, and the casket of the person dead says JB, and it's Yuckus.
You think it's James Bond?
No, I did that. Think that for a second. James Bond's watching it. Says Yuckus Beaufort, I believe is his name. Mm. But James Bond's there, mentioning to this lady who, like, I feel like she just kind of is there. She's like another agent.
Gotta
oh my
love
god,
that.
She had a name. I did not write it down. It's down somewhere because she appears again later.
Mm-hmm.
But he's talking to her, and it's just like, yeah, he murdered two of my colleagues. She's like, are you happy he's dead now? He's like, I wish I did it myself. And this lady
didn't like that guy.
Yeah, and this lady gets in a car. It looks like the widow has a black veil on and drives off.
But it's James.
No.
Cross-dressing.
No. Oh. But so Bond meets that veiled lady somewhere and like was waiting for them to show up.
And fucks her.
No, because what? Bond says, there's one thing you should have known, ma'am. Sorry for your loss.
But there's one thing you should have known.
You shouldn't have opened the car door yourself. And then he fucking punches her in the face. And then his wig falls off.
Oh,
it's
it was the guy.
It was the guy he wanted to kill, JB. And so they get into a huge fight. Eventually, Bond gets the upper hand and like puts him in a fireplace and kills him.
Holy
there's
shit.
Like a fireplace there. And
you're fired.
Almost should have said that.
Yeah.
But at this point, guards are breaking in. And Bond looks like shocked. He's like, what am I doing here? There's guards. They're going to break in. They're gonna get me. I'm going to throw flowers at his body. He just grabs his vase of flowers, just throws it at the body that's being burned.
Why?
I don't know.
To stop
and then just
fire?
Runs off. I don't know. He just runs off.
That's so strange.
And then he runs off up to the top part of this kind of castle that they're in.
Right.
What better way to escape?
A helicopter.
Pack.
Oh my God. What?
He gets in a jetpack and flies off. And I'm like, oh boy.
At least look cool.
No. The takeoff looks cool, but in the air it was like, oh my god, what
yeah
is this?
Is it a thing where it's like clearly a stuntman like attached to like a wire, a string, and then it's like a zoom in
it
on
looked
Sean
okay to
Connery
me
with
I bet
screen.
I bet you would see like the string and everything like okay, that, but I thought okay. I thought it looked okay-ish.
All right but it doesn't look good.
It's just like, wow, this
where
is...
was that hiding?
Yeah, it was just on the top of the castle. Like that means he had to have planned that this person went to their own funeral, which I don't know why they went to their own funeral.
Yeah, why
at this
even
point.
Go to the funeral?
Why would they go to their own funeral? Yeah. I guess it's just morbid curiosity, right?
But morbid
why would you be like the widow?
I don't think
widow.
I'm morbidly curious enough to dress as the widow, like cross dress as a widow.
Like, also, where was your wife then? That implies you had a wife the whole time. People are like, yeah,
she's
like
the one that's in
death.
in the casket, maybe.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
That'd be crazy. But no, the movie just kind of just hand waves it all away. Bond lands at the car with the lady that we mentioned earlier, and they start driving off, but the guards start chasing, and there's like... As soon as they start up, the guards start shooting guns at the car, and they put up a bulletproof back on the car to stop the glass from being shattered
bullets,
and them getting shot.
Yeah.
And then it just stuff pops out of the Aston Martin and starts spraying water at the guards.
Okay.
And they're like,
water!
Water! Oh! And then it transitions as they're getting sprayed into blue fire. And then that's the intro song.
Yeah.
And we got that with naked women or mostly naked women swimming in the water with silhouettes of them.
Cool?
And then just divers. It's kind of cool. And then it's just naked people and then divers. But like straight up like scuba gear with like harpoon guns.
Mm.
And the song's just like, he always runs when others walk. He strikes like Thunderball.
This is a pretty bad song.
It's not that great.
He always runs while others walk.
Yeah, dude, he's
Thunderball.
He's got shit to do.
Are they referring during the song? Because obviously, like in the last one in Goldfinger, they were clearly speaking of
yeah, he likes
the Goldfinger, right? Yeah. Who are they talking about here? Are they talking about Largo?
I think they're talking about Bond.
Oh, okay.
I think
he runs when others walk.
Yeah, because at this point, why would you be having a song about someone you don't see? Was Goldfinger's song?
It was. Yeah, it's clearly about him.
And you met Goldfinger.
He loves only gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think we had met him yet.
But also, no one knows who Thunderball is at this point, right?
Yeah.
Like, Thunderball also isn't anything. It's just an operation.
Thunderball's not a person.
No, it's just an operation that they're going to do. Like, yeah. This is a code name.
Operation Thunderball. It's not called, like, Largo.
No, yeah. Largo. Our favorite character.
I love Largo.
Anyway, that ends. And we see a no parking sign, and this guy drives up, and he gets out of his car, and it's Largo. He's got, you know, he's
he
a bad guy.
In a no parking spot?
Yeah. People were yelling at him, like, you can't park here. And he's like, meh, because he looks like a guy with eye patch, so you don't want to fuck with him.
Right. Well, did he park in, like, a handicap spot?
No, he just said no parking. That'd be really funny if
they're
like,
sir, read that sign. Sir, you probably shouldn't be driving.
You shouldn't be driving. Yeah. Comes in the, he goes into what looks like an immigration office, and he pushes a button, and it enters a massive room.
Ooh.
It's just huge, like, 30 times bigger than the whole office he walked in. And there's number one there with Evil Kitty. We do not see number one's face. And then we're in the place with Spectre, and they're like, number six, RIP, pour one out for him, which is Jax Bolivar, or right, whatever his name is. He's the one who Bond super killed now.
Right.
Because
right.
I guess he was
he died twice.
He killed him. Yeah.
You know, you only live once.
You only live once.
Yeah. But what is it? What's the movie after this? You died twice?
You only live twice.
You only live twice.
You almost had that joke until you doubted yourself. Because this one, you
I was like, that doesn't make any
this
sense.
This is the first one, though, so you only live once.
That's right. You only live once.
That doesn't make sense. That's a stupid name. But they're like, yeah, our expectations. So number one's just kind of giving a report about stuff or talking that everyone was going through kind of like what they're doing to number one. They're like, what their report is, how much money they've stolen or
flushing
whatever
it.
Bullshit, evil stuff they've done.
They're letting it mellow.
Huh?
They're letting it mellow.
Yeah, letting it mellow. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where's number two? Too stinky. Had to get
too
out of here.
Too stinky, yeah. he gets all the shit jobs.
He says, our expectations were going to be a lot higher, number nine, after number nine says their thing. And says, what of you was working, number nine or number seven, and is embezzling something, and the culprit is known to me, and they both look nervous.
Oh.
And then I have decided on the appropriate action. So, of course, there's a comically, I think it's actually a foot pedal maybe he pushes on. Dude, there's so many buttons and, like, foot pedals and things that, like, number one uses. I get them mixed up.
Yeah, sure, sure,
so
sure.
I'm just like, I don't know which one does. So if you're a diehard Thunderball fan...
Or
go find something better to do.
They call themselves ballers.
Ballers?
Yeah.
There you go. If you're number
a baller.
If you're a baller.
Yeah.
He says, I the appropriate action. Presses a button and it shocks them. And the person gets electrocuted in their chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just, the chair then goes underground and retracts. And then I guess dumps the body somewhere and comes back up empty.
Empty chair comes
like,
up. Yeah.
It's goofy. I kind of love it. It's so dumb.
Some Sweeney Todd shit right there.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I'm the Thunderball of Street.
Thunderball of Street.
Don't think of a street.
Doesn't know the street.
Doesn't know the street. It's just a street.
I have another friend. It's another ball.
So, oh, here's number two. Number two's Largo.
There you go. Largo's number two.
He's got all the shit jobs.
He does.
They say we're excited to hear number two.
You should be number
plan.
One if you're counting the eyes.
He's got two hands though. And that's
got
what
two
really
hands.
Matters.
That's right.
Demand. So they're like, we're gonna basically steal stuff and demand a ransom for $280 million. And so they're like, okay, well, I've got an agent south of England near a NATO base who's already working on some. Getting my plans in motion. We don't quite know what these plans are. It's just kind of like vague, and they're clearly going to hold ransom or something.
Got it.
So we cut to the place where the agent is, and it's Count Lippi. He's that's his name. Lippi. Is he in your senior half? I believe.
I don't know who Lippi is.
He's just some guy. He's just kind of like a.
Does he wear a
stone face looking dude? Yeah, he has a hat.
Does he like fly a helicopter?
Probably. I haven't seen
does he have a red hat or like a blonde hair?
I think so.
Long
yeah.
Nose? Okay, that's Lippi.
Yeah,
got
long
it.
Nose, yeah.
All right.
He's at a health clinic. It's okay. I legitimately went through my notes today because I was like, I'm going to clean these up. And I just wrote, is this Lippi? Is that Lippi? Who's Lippi? And I eventually was like, I need to just look this up.
Yeah,
because I could not figure it out the whole time I was watching the movie because they kept saying, like, I have an agent Lippi here. And then I go there and I'm like, I think that's Lippi. But then I feel like the thing is, this movie's poorly made.
It's not good. It's just from a film perspective. Yeah.
It just starts making no sense at points.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's like, a bad film.
The other movies, it's like, okay, these are cheesy. They got some problems with Bond. But it's like, they're mostly commonly made. They look good.
Yeah.
They got some cool sets. Da, da, da. Now it's starting to be like, now we're rushing these. Like, what's going on?
Every year is really starting to
Yeah, like, it's
like
when
obvious.
You crunch a bunch of CGI artists and... Ant-Man Quantumanium looks like ass,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You gotta let them cook, man.
Sometimes we can't actually make a jetpack. Sometimes we have to just, you know, attach Sean Connery to a couple of strings and
let him go.
Him in the air. Yeah.
Yeah, let him go. So he's at the health clinic and Bond is actually like sees him and is talking to him because Bond's at the health clinic. Don't really know why. I think they might have assigned. They said maybe there was something going on here. I think it might just been happenstance he was here.
It's nothing's happenstance in these movies.
I feel like sometimes they are.
Yeah, sometimes they
really
are.
They're very much happenstance. Yeah. I think they start getting that way more and more. Just with this one.
Yeah.
So Bond's also at the health clinic, and he sees Lippy has like a weird tattoo. It's like a square with a spike through it.
Mm.
And Bond gets a call from Moneypenny about being like, hey, there's a mysterious person staying at that clinic you're at. You might want to keep your eye on him. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, man, nothing's a vacation. And he says, by the way, Moneypenny, next time I see you, I'll put you across my knee. And she's like, ooh. It doesn't even say much else. Basically says that.
I'm just going to fucking spank
you. I'm just going to spank you right now, Moneypenny.
Like, again, it's like, this is the difference, right? Early on, it's like, oh, they're flirtation.
Yes.
You know, seems like normal, like somewhat normal yes. person flirtation. I don't know. This just feels like, what are we doing, guys?
What are we doing? Yeah. We're just here to like, well, he's just horny, dude.
Moneypenny, next time I see him, I'm going to bend you over and fuck you up the ass.
Yes. And she'd be
and
like,
oh,
people would be like, oh, they always have such a flirtatious relationship.
I know. It's like, this is crossing a line.
This is crazy.
Like, just, obviously, not crossing a line as far as
like they're into it.
But like, as an audience member, I'm like, where did the Moneypenny like James Bond relationship go? Days of old, where they were just sort of just like, oh, look at you, oh yes, look at you, you know.
Exactly. So Bond goes sneaking through someone's files. He goes to that mysterious guest files, and he sees the person who's the mysterious guest is all completely wrapped up, and you can't see them. They're like all like invisible man mode. Eventually the guy wakes up and he kind of leaves and he goes to his therapy, and then now I'm like, what are we doing here? The nurse is there. The nurse is like, hey, put your arms up. And he's like, okay. Puts his arms up to do his therapy. And she says, I got to check your body. Take off your robe. And he's like, oh, that must mean this is okay. And then he goes and grabs her and tries to kiss her immediately.
Oh,
and
no.
She starts hitting him. He's like, you better behave. Anyway, here's this thing called the rack. It'll contain you. And he puts him on this rack that basically like, stretches him.
And then he's like, rack. And then he grabs her tits.
I would have not been surprised by how like I think it's tough to say the difference in feeling between this movie and like the flirtiness and like the last movie.
Oh yeah.
It was like a wind up. Like they had a, like before he basically assaulted Pussy Galore in Goldfinger. There was like a flirt, a little fight, something. This time she's like, take off your shirt. And he's like, oh, I mean, let's fucking kiss. And it's like, what is going on? What's the pacing in this? James, you're just too
like,
horny.
Like, remember, what was it, the first or second one when, like, he walks in on somebody, like, bathing or whatever, and then he, like, just sort of, like, sniffs her towel, and it's, like, the most untoward thing he would do, you know, with a woman in the room.
Or even
now,
there was, like, a part where From Russia with Love where Tatiana Romanoff was in bed.
Yeah.
Naked. And he's like, huh, okay. And, like, Worms doesn't immediately just jump into bed with her, even though it's, obvious it's what she wants.
Yeah.
He starts interrogating her and doing his job, but I guess Nurse doesn't have any information he wants, maybe, so.
So, anyway, she puts him in a rack.
She puts him to the rack and says, this will contain you, and Bond asks about the guy next door. So he does have information, I guess. I was wrong. And she says, oh, that's Mr. Angelo. He's here for, like, he has a private position. I don't know a lot about him.
Yeah.
She straps him in, turns him on, to like the little shut up. So it turns him on to the little.
So she
like,
was interested.
She was interested.
Yeah.
Puts it on like a low setting and is like, here, this is the safest I felt all day. And I'm like, that's not a great
that's
thing.
That's not
say.
Great.
That's not a great thing.
I don't
to
like
me.
That at all.
That's just how it was in the 60s for a woman, I guess.
Man, that's tough.
I mean, this was when like Mad Men was set, right?
Yeah, that is true. That is very true.
So she puts on low and then leaves. And then some guy comes in almost immediately and says, nice to meet you, Mr. Bond. You don't see his face. And he looks up. He's like, what? And then he cranks it all the way to the max.
Oh, no.
And so I'm gonna try to describe what this rack looks like. You got your arms kind of tied up to the front, your legs tied up in the back. It's just kind of like a massage mat or a massage bed, basically. You're face down. And it's rocking you back and forth, like a little bit, like kind of like stretching you a bit. No. And then it's put all the way on max, and he's just going back and forth.
Like a dead fish.
Like a dead fish.
Yeah.
Just be like, and he goes, flopping around. Help is all he's saying. Oh, it looks so goofy. And then he wakes up, and the nurse is there. He's like, oh, thank goodness you're alive. You must have hit the switch accidentally.
How?
I don't know. And then he's like, she's like, oh, I can't believe this happened. You're not going to tell my boss, are you? I'd get fired.
Oh, no. And he's like, well, maybe I could find a way.
He says, well, my silence could have a price.
Oh, God.
It's so much worse than you thought.
Oh, that's so much worse.
And she's like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
And then she's like, oh, no. And then he pushes her into the sauna, and then they do stuff in the sauna. They get naked. I'm just like, what is this?
Oh, man, I hate this.
Like, he literally just uses the opportunity to fuck.
This is what I'm talking... Also, I love how he, like, just came out of what must be some very traumatic physical pain.
He almost died.
Yeah. And then he's like, well, I know what I want to do now.
Gotta fuck one more time. I gotta put a woman in a compromising position,
like, and
for
she's
her
like,
job.
Yeah, she didn't even want to do it. Ah, man, this is the kind of shit I didn't want to do. Like, this is what makes these movies super unfun for me, man. Like, not cool.
It's not cool, but also it's so fucking goofy at the same time. Because in the end, they always like it, so I guess it's fine. I don't fucking
We didn't see if she liked this one.
No, I did. She was smiling. She was into it.
She was smiling painfully.
I think that's the thing they always have to show is that, like, well, she's into it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
otherwise it's, like, actually bad, right?
Otherwise,
according to the
60s.
They're
going to say yes. They'll always say yes because of the implication.
Because of the implications.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Bond sees a guy. This is fucking funny. He's just walking around. He sees a guy in a heat box.
Post-cum.
Yeah. Post-nut Bond is walking around. sees a man in a fucking box, a little heat sauna. It's just goofy-ass looking, like, round pod. The guy's head is just sticking out, and you see his legs sticking out, but the rest of his body's in there, and he's just like, hey, how you doing? And then Bond just goes and cranks it up to the max heat setting, and then gets a broom and sticks it in there so he can't get out.
What the fuck?
He goes, what the hell? And then he walks off. I'm pretty sure it must be the guy who did it, or maybe it's just a random dude.
We
never see his face.
Yeah, we don't know who did it. So, yeah. I like how he just is sure it's him.
I'm pretty sure maybe it's Lippy. I can't really tell.
Lippy.
Lippy's naked at this point, so I don't know.
Yeah.
So then we cut to this other guy who looked like Major Lippy and was fucking me up, but it was Major Duvel. Okay. Major Duvel's making out with some lady, Fiona Volpe.
Yeah, the villain of the movie.
Ooh, I didn't know she was a villain.
Oh, yeah, she works for Spectre.
Whoa. But anyway, he gets a call to leave from the general.
Can tell she's evil because she's a redhead.
Yeah, she's evil redhead. She gets a call from the general and meets with a guy who looks like, he's like, okay, I got to go to fly this plane. I'm going to go up, chip off. She's like, oh, okay, well, goodbye. And he goes and opens the door and sees him on the other side. It's an exact copy of him. In fact,
like a clone?
They had to use some effects to, like, make it look like he's looking at a different person. But it's the same person. It's a clone, basically. And that clone gasses him.
What?
This is crazy. This never comes up in your plan.
I was going to say, what the fuck is this shit? Like, there's cloning in the movie?
Well, so he fucking sprays him with gas and he's knocked out. And he's like, did you do it? It's like, yes. He's like, you take over now. And so this guy named Angelo is like, oh, I'm now going to become this guy. I'm going to take all your stuff. And so he takes all his clothes, his identity and everything. And Fiona's like working with him for this. And they like, I think Lippy's there. I don't know. Well, fucking Lippy. I wrote Lippy all over my notes. I don't know where he is. And he's like, and Angelo's like, hey, okay, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to impersonate this general.
Okay.
I need 100,000. 100,000 is not enough. I need like 300,000. I've changed my mind. They're like, you can't do that. And he was like, well, you can because, like, oh, he said 250,000, which is actually less. You should ask for more. he says, but I'm the only one who's Duvel. Like, I got surgery for it. I got,
I see. Okay.
So I did all the training and everything.
Got it.
That's what that person was who was, had the mask on
because
he was getting out of surgery, I believe.
Got it. Okay, got it. Got it.
So then they're like, okay, it's fine. We'll pay that money on form number one. By the way, he starts leaving. His cap is a little too high. She mentions your cap's not correct. I've been dating this guy and getting all the information from him.
Right.
Here you go. And then they just put the other guy in his fucking pajamas, the dead dude, the general. It's so goofy.
Why? Where are they going to put him? Just like in his bed?
So, yeah. What they end up doing is they put his body and replace it with the wraps and just put it in that same spot.
Oh.
And they're like, oh no, some complications happened.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
Pretty clever.
Kind of clever, except like, what? Why was he there in the first place if not to get like this special surgery?
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless the surgery was already done, this was another reason, like another thing he was getting done with his face covered. I don't know.
It's
very weird.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't think they thought it through either.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
So then, they get his ID. Major Duval goes to NATO, takes a flight in an airplane with two nukes in it.
Oh.
Yeah, so he goes up there. He's going to just do a little espionage, a little hijacking there. Bond is massaging. Oh, the nurse really likes Bond now. And so, like, he's getting a massage with his mink glove of his.
Mm.
He keeps fucking talking about his mink glove. Getting a massage. The nurse is all into it.
Mm.
And he's like, here's some noises. He looks outside and he sees like an ambulance with a dead, like what looks like a dead person. And they're kind of like sneaking him in.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I got to go do a little exercise. Yeah. And she's like, what? So he goes and sees this weird car. He sneaks down to see what's going on. He finds that body that I mentioned earlier and unwraps it and sees that it's just a dead body. And he's like, what the fuck? But a Spectre agent is watching him.
Right.
I believe it's Lippy this time. Bond sees that the guy's dead body here is here, and he goes to get a phone call. But then a random dude breaks through a window, and Bond has to kill him. And so he leaves and pulls a fire alarm. And then the nurse comes out and is like, what the hell's going on? You went for a quick lock and all this stuff's going on? And he's like, I gotta go.
Duty calls.
Yep. So this new guy, did I mess his name up? I put Angelo, Mr. Duval. I got all these messed up.
There's a guy named Vargas as
Palazzi.
Well.
Palazzi's flying the nuke bomber now.
Okay.
He's the fake.
I love you went back to clean up your notes, dude, and we're more confused than ever.
No, we were way worse. I was so confused because all these fucking guys, all these villain guys look exactly the same to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They all have brown hair dudes with too much of a tan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Except for the guy with the eye patch. He's obviously a different guy.
God.
Yeah.
And Sean Connery had been established, so I'm not going to get him mixed up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, all these other guys, I'm just like, and they're just throwing names out all over the place. It's such a mess. I'm blaming the movie, not me. Because I've been fine on all these other movies, but this one, for some reason,
this
fucking
one was
me
confusing,
up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the guy, the fake guy's flying the bomber. He looks suspicious. He pulls out gas and puts it in all their oxygen tanks, except for his, even though he has an oxygen tank on. I don't know how. He just must hold his breath. And he fucking puts it in there, and everyone gets knocked out. And then he takes control of the bomber and steals it.
Oh.
There you go.
Is that easy?
It's just that easy. So then the NATO people are arguing why they lost the plane on the radar. They're like, we have to find it again. Two atomic weapons were on there. Spectre people are happy.
Why do we make it more difficult to get your hands
on
two?
Number two is there, and Spectre people are there, and they're like, ah, we got it. Switch on the underwater landing lights, and they're gonna land the plane in the water. And the landing lights look like complete shit because they clearly not in the water. They clearly did them in post.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like booty. So he lands in the water.
Looks like number two.
It looks like number two. Yeah, number two laid them out there.
Yeah.
He lands the plane in the water, which then sinks to the bottom of the ocean. I thought there was like going to be maybe like a very shallow, like they're hiding it kind of, and maybe it was like a shallow landing pad. No, it just sinks to the bottom of the ocean. And the fucking pilot is like drowning in there. He's like, oh my God, it's filling up with water, and it's stuck. And number two gets his scuba gear outfit, goes down to retrieve the plane and the pilot.
Yes. Okay. Now all this is starting to make sense to me.
And then number two just fucking cuts his oxygen tube and then lets the guy drown.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
This comes into play later. I thought they would just be like,
this
whatever.
All comes into play.
Really?
Later. Yeah.
Okay.
This is all very helpful to me now.
Anyway. So then, they just kill him. So they don't have to pay him the, extra money they promised him.
Right.
And then number two goes and gets like these little like mini subs. It's this whole process. I wrote this, all this underwater shots would make James Cameron proud.
Yeah.
Cause like, they get like a mini sub to come over and start towing the boat and taking the warheads and all this stuff.
All this is underwater too.
All this is underwater.
I wonder if like the real actors are down there, like if Largo is down there, like the actual actor. Because like if they're wearing masks and shit, it could be anybody, right?
There's no reason to put the real actors down there. Exactly. They're gonna underpay some stuntmen to do it instead.
Just like hire them for like a day to do like reaction shots. Yeah.
So they steal the bombs, they bring it up into the evil ship. Mm-hmm. And the Spectre ship. And one of the guys is trying to figure out, like, oh, I don't know how to activate this bomb. And number two is like, you're going to figure it out. There's nothing old Coots can't figure out in terms of...
Coots?
Coots. C-U-T-Z-E.
Okay.
All right. Clearly, he's not a good character.
I don't know a lot of characters in my half of the movie.
All it's almost like there's a fuckload of them. They just mention them once, and then they just leave.
And they never are important. Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, they load the bombs in the boat. Number two has done well. People are upset with Lippy, though.
That's whenever I say I go to the bathroom. Yeah,
they're like, number one's like, Lippy has not done well, though. He didn't kill Mr. Bond.
Fucking Lippy.
Fucking Lippy. Don't even know who he is, really.
I don't even know who Lippy is.
So, the official report is that this guy, Angelo. Okay, Angelo is the code name they gave the guy who was staying at the clinic.
Got it.
But he's actually either the Duval, Major Duval, or... Palazzi, depending on who you ask, but right now his body is dead Major Duval. Anyway,
okay,
again, that's where Angelo's coming in. Angelo was the name they gave earlier. Audiences who are listening better than I'm speaking would understand that.
I'm listening and I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Angelo's dead. He died of a heart attack, which is the guy Bond found, and Bond drove home. It's like, I gotta go have a meeting with NATO.
It's crazy because like, none of this shit comes into play later in the movie.
Yeah, 007 has to go back with all the other 00s and meet up. And he gets shot at by Lippy, I think. And then a weird motorcycle appears and shoots rockets and blows up the other car.
Mm.
And I thought that other car was Lippy. I don't know. Maybe it was because you don't see when you're half.
I feel like you said Lippy more than James Bond or 007 in this episode.
Yeah, let me just read this next sentence I wrote. Anyways, there's a Lady Spectre agent who drove the motorcycle. Maybe that's Lippy. Lippy is the dude and he's Count Lippy.
Maybe she's the lady, Lippy.
No, the lady is
No, her name is something. Vavavoom.
Vavavoom. Vava bing bong.
What the hell?
Well, I wrote it down too. Fiona Vloom.
Fiona.
We're just gonna call her Fiona. That's easier.
Yeah.
She's like Shrek.
She's like Shrek.
Anyway, so drove the motorcycle, escaped. Fine. Okay. So 007's all rushing this secret meeting back in England. The prime minister actually sent their prime secretary to represent him.
Mm.
The prime minister basically is like, got a message that says from Spectre saying, I'm holding you all ransom. Give us £100 million. I will destroy a major city in England or the United States at 6 p.m. tomorrow. No press announcements have been made about this threat. And they cannot find those two nukes. So they're assuming it's those. This operation is codenamed Thunderball.
Dum dum.
We have very little go on. Everyone now can open up their little dossier and read what's in it. And they get, you know, they talk about the plane that was hijacked or disappeared and everyone had a background check. But then Bond sees Major Duval's photo.
Right.
Because he saw and he's like, oh, that's the guy I saw the fucking dead body.
Right.
That's weird. We should go figure that out.
Suspicious.
Yeah.
We should get some our top men on this.
Yeah, I saw him last night and he was dead. And they're like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah. I was like, well, what should we do? He's like, well, Mr. Duval had a sister in Nassau. She may know more information. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is that a good lead? I guess it's all they got.
It's the only thing they've got.
And he's like, that's where she is. We got to find her. We only got 4 days. And, you know, Bond hears this from M. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, I'll go do it. Gets a picture of her. And then goes the Moneypenny. Moneypenny says, smashing figure. I don't suppose you're going, that's what you're going for real. And he's like, I don't know. Don't tell the old man. And M hears this, is like, don't call me an old man. I prefer not to be called that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bond looks up at his hat rack and it's gone. He's missing his hat. It's just gone.
Well, what's he supposed to do?
I don't know. He just leaves.
Weird. That's so weird that they brought the hat rack back, but they don't really know what to do with the hat rack right now.
They're like, make it so his hat gets taken, I guess.
And that's the last time we ever saw him with his stupid fedora.
I wonder, is it?
I know it isn't. The next intro has him in the fedora as well. Yeah.
Okay. So then Moneypenny gives him the photo and is like, oh, he almost forgot the photo. And she gives him the photo and he says, how else are you going to recognize her? He says, easy. There's two moles on her left thigh. And I'm like, What if she's wearing pants?
But yeah, that also, but maybe she won't be wearing pants for much longer.
I was going to say that implies that he's always going to seduce everyone. Exactly. That's his special power. I think his whole real special power is just being able to seduce anyone and using that to his advantage.
Or force people to be around him. Yeah.
Yeah. Seduce with an asterisk, yeah, I should say. Exactly. So now I see a lady. We cut right to a lady straight up holding a turtle underwater while snorkeling and just having the turtle swim her around. And then, oh no, her foot gets stuck in the coral. But luckily, James Bond is there to save her. And they go back to the surface. And clearly, this is his sister. Or not
James Bond's sister.
No, Major Duval's sister. Duval's sister.
Yeah, the pilot.
The pilot, the real one.
Her name? Domino.
Domino says, I've been admiring your form. And she says, oh yeah? And he says, you swim like a man. Most women don't swim very well. I'm like, okay.
This is the kind of shit I hate.
I'm not with you, she says. And then he says, you soon will be. And then, okay, Paula. Paula's the French lady who's just there. Uh-huh. And Paula's like, oh, he's like, Paula, give me a hand here. Get me out of the water. And then tell London I made contact. Paula's like, I like Paula because Paula's there to just give him shit about his fucking horniness. And it's just like, I don't think you made contact. It's like, I will soon. And then Bond's like, oh, the boat doesn't seem to be working. I really need to get to shore. Do you mind taking me to shore, Domino?
Mm.
And she's like, oh, that's fine. And he's like, Paula, you don't mind taking the service boat, do you? She's
damn.
Like, that's fine. Part of my job, I guess.
Yeah. What else is she going to do?
I go around this horny guy going all over the place. So
wait, really quick. I have a fun fact about Paula.
Okay.
The actor that plays Paula was also in From Russia with Love, apparently.
Hmm.
Yeah. She played the character Zora in From Russia with Love.
Oh, really? They just straight up changed her? Why did they change her?
I don't know, but she played a completely different character in For Russia with Love, apparently. Same actor, just different role.
That's bizarre. You would never be able to do that in this day and age, because people immediately would be like, my version. Well, that was someone else.
Why is the guy that played Iron Man now playing Judge Doom? I don't like this.
Yeah, exactly. People get upset about that. Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
And it's like, they have a mask on, at least.
Yeah,
and they're still going to complain about it. Yeah. Or fucking Andy Serkis being in Star Wars twice, you know? It's like...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, once as a CGI character and once as not.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, that little fun fact.
That's a fun little weird fact. Yeah. So then they ride the boat into the land, just onto land, not on a dock. He just goes to land, lands the boat, and then some guy just takes the boat away. I'm like, where are you going to put that boat? Just land on the shore. It's beautiful, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
We see a bunch of bad guys basically following her and keeping eyes on them. Mm. And then let's see. They have like a little bit of food.
He's getting
conch chowder, and they're mentioned it's not an aphrodisiac.
It's not.
It's not one. Okay. She says it's a lie. They're talking about all these people following him. He's like, yo, people are following you. He's like, oh, they work for my guardian, is what she says. And then he's like, oh, that's good to hear, Domino. And she's like, how do you know my friends call me Domino? He's oh, a bracelet on your ankle says that. She's like, oh, you're very observant. Anyway, we're going to go to a casino later. I'll see you. If you want to come, you can come, I guess.
Mm.
So then he goes and visits the casino later. And he goes up to the poker table, and Largo's there. But Domino is also there as well.
Oh, what's going on with that?
And I was like, oh, shit. They're together as a thing. And I was like, oh,
they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
They're going steady.
And I'm like, does she know that, like, he straight up killed her brother? But
does she?
Probably not.
Does she?
I don't know.
Is she evil, secretly?
I don't know.
Yeah. Intrigue.
If I know the rules so far.
Yeah, there are rules to these.
There's usually only one bad lady.
Yes.
There's usually never two.
And that's, so there's at least one good lady, one bad lady, one lady that dies.
At least.
Sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah. Pretty much.
The sacrificial lamb,
the
as
sacrificial
we discovered
lamb.
Last episode.
Yes, at least. There may be more.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So then they set the table and... Bond starts saying cheesy shit. He sees Largo and he's like, oh, you're Largo, huh? I thought I saw a specter on your shoulder.
Oh my God.
And he's like, what? It's like, you know, like an evil eye, like you've been hexed or something. And
I like how he calls it a guy with one eye, the evil eye.
I don't even
so
think about
insulting.
That. Or like there is an evil eye watching
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, it's your second eye. I don't know. So then Bond fucking sweeps, he wins, and Domino's like getting bored. She's like, Largo, can you buy me a drink? And he's like, no, I have to get my money back. Mm. And then Bond's like, well, I won a lot, so I'm kind of out, but can I buy her a drink?
I won
like,
a lot.
He's like, sure. So anyway, he basically, like, when I think buying a drink, I think he's going to go and just get a drink for her or something and then, like, bring it to her. No, he likes, they, like, sit down and have, like, a dinner.
That is not buying a drink.
That's a lot more
than that. That's going out to dinner.
It's going out to dinner. So then he's like,
Largo is pretty hands off when it comes to Domino, I will say.
He's pretty much like, you do whatever you want.
Yeah, he's always just like, eh, whatever.
He probably cares about money more.
Yeah, exactly. He loves only money.
He loves only Thunderballs. So then Bont's talking to Domino and is like, so you're Largo's niece. And she's like, no, but it sounds better than mistress. And I'm like, does it?
It doesn't sound better.
If you're like
in
a like very romantically charged situations.
To the point of it being a mistress situation.
I feel like you don't want to be niece. I feel like that's worse.
It's like, let me introduce you to my niece, and then immediately just start like making out.
Yeah.
At a party. Yeah.
Very weird.
That'd be bad.
And then she just goes,
audience, that would be bad.
That'd be bad.
Yeah.
Don't take any lessons from this movie.
No.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about him. I'd much rather dance, she says. And so they get up and they start dancing. And, you know, you'd think there'd be like music, like a band playing. And there is.
Oh, there is. Okay.
But there's no sound coming out of that band. It's just.
So you see the band.
There's no diegetic music.
Oh.
It's just exterior music. I can't remember the other term. What's the other term?
Non-diegetic.
Non-diegetic. There's non-diegetic music.
Got it.
Playing. That's just like standard Bond mystery music. And I'm just like, they're just dancing to this like kind of like chill music. It's very weird.
Yeah.
And then he's like, when's the last time you saw your brother? And she's like, I don't know. But you're not like Largo. The way you hold me. And I'm like,
you have two eyes.
You have two eyes. Yeah. So he's being really mean. and he's like, how long are you going to be here? He's like, oh, we're going to be going the day after tomorrow. Mm. He wants to leave. I guess Largo's like, I want to get out of here. And so he comes, sends a henchman to come. And they're like, Bond is like, are you sleeping on board tonight? And she says, you're being obvious.
Ooh.
But then Largo sees him and is like, why don't you come to lunch with us on at Sunday at noon? Right. I like you. You're a cool guy, I guess.
Largo, he likes to turn a blind eye to that. You know?
God. So then Bond goes back to his hotel, but instead of going to his room, 306, he goes to 304.
What's in 304?
I think that's where someone else is staying. I think that's maybe where the mysterious... I think it might be where her room is, I think. Or
Domino's?
No, it doesn't make sense.
It is
on Domino's.
I know who it is, but I'm just curious to see.
I don't know who it is. He grabs a tape recorder out of a hidden book and listens to it. So they're bugging that one. Why? What is this? Why did he go here?
So I believe that's the room that Fiona is in.
Oh, but how do we know that?
I don't know if we are supposed to know that, but I know that because later in the movie, he goes into her room when she's bathing.
Oh, okay. But he goes in there, grabs a tape recorder out of a hidden book. And it's this cool. This is the only like thing I'm like, ooh, this is kind of cool. He listens to the audio and you see, hear people walking and the camera follows like invisibly, like where they're walking.
Oh, that is cool. I like that.
That's a really cool, like little touch.
That's a cool touch.
And then he sneaks into the bathroom. And because he thinks there's someone still in this room, like someone watching him, waiting to assassinate him. But he gets a knock at the door, and it's some gray-haired dude who's like, hey, 007. And then 007 just fucking punches him. And he's like, what the hell? And he's like, shh,
shut the fuck up.
And then Bond goes in back into the bathroom. An assassin guy pops out, and he just fucking beats him up. And he's like, get out of here. You're a small fish. The assassin guy runs back. And the CIA, and he's like, sorry about that. I didn't know there was a guy here. You're about to say 007. I didn't want to like give away who we are,
who
what
I
we're
am,
working
yeah.
with. He's like, that's okay. That's crazy. It's a CIA. Basically, the guy's a CIA agent.
Okay, got it.
And then, it's your friend Felix. He's
I was going to say, is it Felix? Felix? Played by a different actor.
Yes.
Noticeably a different
Completely
actor.
Completely different actor. But yeah. He says Felix, so it works.
So we know who it is.
We know exactly who it is.
Yeah. I didn't know who it was for the longest time. I'm just like, who is this guy that's helping out?
Just like that, we know that Paula is a completely different person because it's Hey Paula.
Yeah, exactly.
So then Largo is feeding his sharks in like his little land area.
He has sharks in a pool in his house.
And his... henchmen don't say like the henchman that comes back is like, did you get Bond? And he's like, no, I wasn't able to do it, but he's here. And he's like, you fucking failed me. And he threw him in the barn with the sharks.
Yeah, yep, yep, yep. That's the only reason he has that.
Only reason he has that.
He wants sharks with freaking laser beams on their heads.
I almost wonder if that is Largo's fate, if he's going to fall in the place of the sharks.
I will never tell.
I feel like that's a very common trope where it's like, I'm the evil guy, I use this. And then they, of course, die by the evil thing that they use.
I will never tell until it
comes. Until
I'll tell you.
Paul arrives at Bond's assistant. They go exploring with the CIA man, Felix. They go to a place where they meet Q. He's on the field. He's kind of annoyed by having to dress Bond in the field.
Right.
He's like, here, Bond, you get a Geiger counter. You get an underwater camera. It takes 8 pictures. You get a signal, a distress signal flare. You get a little breathy device you can put in your mouth that lets you breathe for like 4 minutes. Mm. And you get a homing beacon the size of a pill that you have to swallow.
Right. All this does come to play later.
Of course it does. And I think it's funny that they got a homing thing that he can swallow, because last time he had a homing thing, he put it in the bottom of his shoe and it got missing because he tried to put it with a guy who got his car crushed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
now it's easier.
Now it's easier. It's like you're committing to being tracked.
Yeah. At least until you go shit.
Yeah, but you have a little bit before then. You at least have like a day or two, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you have a lot of prunes. Anyway, unless those bombs were found.
Fiber, shaken, not stirred.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. The back at the base, they're like, unless we find those bombs, we're going to have to pay that expensive-ass price for extortion.
Yes.
They
keep doing that. They keep reminding us about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. They got 55 hours now till the fucking bomb goes off.
Yeah.
So then Bond's like, all right, well, I'm going to go check out this guy's boat. I'm going to do a little investigation work on it. I'm going to see what happens.
Right.
So he goes diving into Largo's boat, and he kind of goes to the bottom there where they have like little openings. And he notices that, like, yeah, the boat isn't completely round on the bottom. So he starts taking pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's about almost going to actually like fully break into the lot.
But then what happens?
But then someone shoots at him with a harpoon. And so they start fighting underwater. And Spectre, like, hears this quotient. They put on like video footage. They have video footage of the whole thing. They watch them all fight each other. And Bond cuts the other dude's oxygen. And then Largo's like, let's get some hand grenades. So they get hand grenades. They just start fucking chucking them into the water and blowing up Bond. He starts like, okay, I got these photos. He starts swimming away. And then that's the end of my half.
So he narrowly escapes getting hit by a speedboat. Like, I guess there's a bunch of henchmen on a speedboat. They try to like run over him. He narrowly escapes it. And then he just sort of like leaves his like scuba equipment there. And all the henchmen see these scuba equipment and they're just like, huh, must be dead. Let's go tell Largo. And I'm like, maybe do like a little bit more research to check if he's dead.
I can't believe this man took his clothes off and is naked.
Yeah, I know, right? But he's not. He's just in his like trunks, basically.
Still.
But no body? Like, you'd find the body.
Yeah, you'd find the body or something.
Yeah. So
bad henchman.
So Bond, you know, swims up to shore. And I just wrote down really bad ADR. I've not seen ADR this bad in a very long time.
Really?
Bond walks up to a car which is being driven by Fiona. Have they met before, Fiona and Bond?
No.
Okay. So to Bond, she's a complete stranger. And so she like comes up and stops the car and she goes, "What are you doing in the dead of night?" And her mouth is not moving.
Really?
And then he says something like, "You're a lifesaver. I could have died out there." He also mouth not moving,
just straight up not moving,
not moving.
That's crazy.
To the point where I was like, "Oh, the audio file is fucked up."
Oh no!
Like, I had to keep rewinding it to make sure that it was all synced up.
I love that both of us start off with just a note of like, "Oh, this is what this movie's gonna be." You know, me with the jetpack,
me with the bad ADR. Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. So he gets in a lady's car. And I'm also like, this dude. I didn't know that Fiona was someone that couldn't be trusted yet, but I'm like, a woman is not going to pick up a complete stranger in the middle of the night on like an abandoned road. Like, but I guess, you know, James Bond.
Things are different in the 60s. Also, he's a hot man.
That's true.
You can trust him. He's in his trunks.
So the lady drives very fast and she has a little Spectre ring on her. She's like the Spectre logo on a ring. And he clocks it immediately.
Yeah, why the fuck would you wear that?
I honestly don't know.
Like, at least the other guy had a tattoo of it. So it's like
a little harder to find.
It's like, well, also it's permanent. You can't take it
off. Oh, yeah, that's true. She could obviously just not wear it.
You're like,
or just like
gotta
spin it over. So it's like facing your palm. No, she's wearing it very noticeably.
Oh, God.
And so she drives like 100 miles per hour.
That's the thing. So much of this movie is just like, no one thought of that. Like, you didn't like, it's just like everyone's incompetent enough to make the plot move.
They kind of just like hand wave it away later on where he accuses her of just like really liking, you know, jewelry. But I'm like, that's not jewelry. That's like, that's like a ring you get for graduating high school, you know? Like, this isn't like something that looks nice. Like, I don't know. It's not the same. So she drives really fast. She drives over 100 miles per hour to get back to the hotel that they're both staying
at. Wow. She must be real horny.
But like, this is one of the worst, like, it's supposed to look intense, but like, James Bond, Sean Connery, and the actor are like clearly in front of a green screen or like rear screen projection.
Yeah.
Looking nervous. And it's like, that's not going to read as like nerve wracking to me because I know they aren't driving. And then when they cut to the wide angle of the car, clearly they couldn't drive this like fancy expensive car on like an abandoned road.
Right.
So it's obviously fast forwarded. So like none of this is adding any kind of like excitement or tension. It's just bad. It's just bad.
Huh.
And it's all shot like day for night. So they end up arriving at the hotel. She drops him off. And then she's like, I'm also staying here. And he goes, oh, how interesting. But it's like he's also starting to like drop hints that he knows that he can't trust her. I'm like, maybe hold that a little bit closer to the chest.
Yeah, maybe I should do that.
So they develop the photos that Bond took. And they find the underwater hatch. He's like, ah, yes, here's the hatch. I wrote down the dialogue is just really poorly cut. Like, he's, like, in the middle of explaining what the plan is, and they just cut away from it. Like, they're like, really? Ah, enough of that, enough of that. And so he's in a helicopter driven by Felix. And, man, it's like, already this has been bad. These fucking helicopter shots are, like, some of the worst shit I've ever seen in my whole life. It's like... clearly both actors in a helicopter that's just on the ground and the cameraman is like lying on the ground looking up at them.
Really?
And someone's just like shaking the helicopter so it feels like it's
moving. Oh, wow. They didn't even put like green screen behind it to make it move.
No, they're just, it's just blue sky. It looks like ass, dude. That's it looks so fucking awful. And then they cut to the wide of like, obviously
is
like.
Is the motor going at least or something?
I think they're cutting out the motor so that it doesn't have to fly because if the motor was going, it wouldn't be able to hear them.
But they already clearly love ADR. They could have just done that.
That's true too. It's so bad, dude. This scene looks fucking awful. We also see they fly over Largo's house and we see that Largo has sharks in a pool. So that's been revealed to me now. Fiona and Largo discuss killing Bond when the time is right. Fiona says, if we kill him too soon, then the foreign British agents will know where the bombs are hidden. And I'm like, how?
What?
How will they know that? But they seem to know that. They're both like skeet shooting too. Both Largo and Fiona are skeet shooting, which comes into play slightly. Bond then visits Largo. It must be the Sunday in which Largo invited him over. And immediately Bond sees the skeet shooting gun that I think Fiona might have had. And he's like, this gun is more fitting for a woman than a man.
Oh, yeah. He loves being like, men and women are different. And I'm a manly man.
And like, this gun is clearly made for a lady. And I'm like, this man invited you over for a fun time. Like, what are you doing insulting his weaponry? So Largo introduces Bond to Vargas, who's a hitman. And he says he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, and he doesn't make love. Mm. And I'm like, I don't know. And then they keep cutting close up to like Bond's watch, and I didn't know why they did that. I don't think there's any special machinery in his watch, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, no. So I think they're only doing it to show like we're running out of time. Like,
or I thought they were showing like it was an ad or something like that.
Oh, maybe it could be that too. Honestly.
Or Omega. I don't know. I feel like Omega's always the one I always see with Bond.
Yeah. So Bond shows Largo that he's really good at skeet shooting. This is the only cool part of the movie that's both technically impressive as well as visually impressive. Okay. Uh-huh. So. I'm not even going to say Bond. Sean Connery is standing there with a skeet shooting gun. And this is like a one long frame. And he's just like, you're a pretty good shot, Largo. And then he says, pull. And Sean Connery just turns very quickly, fucking shoots that skeet right in frame. Oh, wow. Uncut in frame. He shoots that fucking thing. It's like, obviously, it's also like framed well too. So it's not like in front of him. Like it's just far enough to the right that we actually see the skeet just like explode.
So he did the actual stunt.
Yes, he did it. That's in cool. camera, in one take.
That's sick.
I'm like,
how do you know it's one take?
Well, I in one cut. Like, okay. There's no cutting away is what I'm saying.
That's so
not the
cool.
first take. But yeah, I'm just like, wow, that was genuinely impressive. Good job, Sean Connery.
Huh.
And then Largo's like, let me show you my sharks. And they go over to see the sharks.
Let me show you my sharks.
And they speed up the shark footage because I think they weren't swimming fast.
Oh, I fucking love that. I love when they have to speed it up because like, this isn't interesting. They're not as scary. What was it? There was another Bond movie where they sped
it
up.
Wasn't
it was
Bond.
The fighting. It was the fighting. They sped up the fighting.
Oh,
in
yeah,
Dr.
they
no.
sped the fighting up. I was thinking about in Snakes on a Plane when they sped up the snakes to make them look more
yes,
scary.
Yes, that
as
was
well.
Also it too.
So Bond has a Largo like sets Bond up with Domino, even though like Domino is with Largo. Largo's like, you should take Domino out. There's like a Mardi Gras festival that's happening.
Make sure this is like my niece or something, right?
Yeah. So he's got a date with Domino, but I guess he also has a date with Fiona, and he also has a date with Paula, like all at the same time, basically. So I don't really know who Paula is, but Paula's just sort of like hanging out.
She's just there.
Yeah. And then Fiona shows up. And Fiona attacks Paula.
No.
With a bunch of Largo's henchmen.
Does Paula live?
She dies.
No.
Paula is dead.
Oh, I like Paula.
Yeah, Paula's gone. And so while on a date at Mardi Gras, Bond is flagged down by a blonde guy who I eventually figure out is Felix.
Okay.
And he says, Paula is gone. That scene is over.
that's it.
So, yeah. So Bond's like, I got to sneak into Largo's estate. So I don't know how, but they just, they're on the horn with, where are they again?
Nassau.
They're just like, hey, can we like turn off all of the power? And they're like, yeah, sure. So they just turn the power off all over the island, apparently.
Okay.
And yeah, and so in order for
Bond, like a real normal government thing to do,
I know, in order for Bond to sneak onto Largo's estate, so he gets on Largo's estate. Once the power goes off, Largo's like, huh, turn the generator on. So it's like, why do we even do that? And then this is when James Bond discovers that Paula is dead. He doesn't seem that bothered by it.
Wait, I thought he was told earlier by Felix.
Felix just said that she was missing.
Oh, okay.
Didn't say where she was. So this is where we know for sure now that Paula is dead, completely dead. So Bond is trying to, still on like Largo's estate. So he's trying to like escape the estate, and he like keeps jumping on all the different like rooftops, because he does like all the henchmen are like down on the like normal like walkways basically. Mm-hmm. And so they're all looking for him. And as he jumps to one rooftop, he like drops the gun, and the gun goes off when it lands on the ground. And so now, one, he doesn't have a gun, and two, his position's given away. Mm-hmm. So he has to fight all the henchmen hand to hand. He lands in the pool with one of the henchmen. And then, yeah, and then Largo closes the pool up, like one of those like pool things, yeah, with one of the henchmen. And then, apparently, there is a tunnel between the pool that you can swim in and the pool with the sharks.
What?
So he's like, open the tunnel. And the sharks
Why would you ever have that?
For this one purpose.
Oh, my God.
And he uses it. So he opens the tunnel, and the sharks just very fast-forwardly swim through the tunnel to get to the other pool. But luckily, Bond has like a knife, and he stabs the other henchmen, so the sharks are attracted to the blood before they're attracted to James Bond.
Yeah.
This part was honestly also kind of impressive, because I'm pretty sure you see in the same frame Sean Connery open up like a little trap door, and then the shark comes out. And I'm like, that, I mean, these sharks maybe aren't like super ferocious.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. But he's still swimming with a shark like in the same frame. That's pretty cool. Impressive. Yeah. Yeah. A couple of shots like that. So James Bond's able to escape through that little like shark hatch.
It's wild that all these cool effects are in the same shot where they're just like sit on the ground and film this helicopter.
Dude, it's like, well, obviously, because that's the thing is like, I mean, these aren't like expensive. They're just sort of like technically impressive to do. Like, whereas the other stuff is expensive, like, you know, attaching like, you know, a camera rig to a helicopter.
Especially back in the day when camera rigs were like super heavy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Bond ends up escaping. No one notices him escape. And Bond returns to his hotel, and then he finds Fiona in the bath. And she's like, can you please give me something to put on? And so he gives her shoes.
That little scamp.
He's a little stinker. So then she covers herself.
But he knows she's evil, right?
I mean, yeah, he saw the Spectre ring.
Okay.
And she knows who he is, but then they bang, baby.
Okay, so he's like, I don't care. I got to get my nut going.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So they bang.
So at this point, he's had two bangs. Two bangs in this Thunderball.
That's right. Nice. Yeah, he's not blue balling.
No, not blue balling over
here. He's Thunderballing.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm going to call it from now on.
If you sex come twice in a day, you're going to call it thunderballing?
Yes. Thunderballing, dude.
All right, man. That sounds good to me. You know,
I'm gonna
come twice.
And that's Thunderball.
That's Thunderball, baby. So they bang. He's after banging, he's like, we're going to be late for the Jankanoo. And I've never heard this word before.
I've never heard that word.
Jankanoo. Apparently that's what the locals call the Mardi Gras that is there. But I never heard this word before. So I thought he was just like making something up. Like he banged her and then he's like, I got to go to the Jankanoo.
Oh, I gotta get out of here. Just make up something. It'll be fine.
Just like, I gotta go to the bibbidi bobbidi boob.
Yep.
I gotta come up with some other reason to leave. So they get dressed very quickly.
I'm sorry, I thunderballed. I can't do anymore.
Yeah, I'm all done.
I already thunderballed this movie.
So they get dressed. They're all ready to go. And then she pulls a gun on him. And then he says what he did for her was for God and country. He says he didn't enjoy it. And I'm like, that is the weakest child ass shit where it's like, yeah, well, I faked every orgasm with you,
Fiona. So fucking funny.
He says that to her. Like, I didn't really care.
So I could come one more time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is happening?
This,
like,
is a fucking no nut. What the hell?
It was embarrassing.
I wasn't into it. I just came anyway.
Yeah, I just came. I didn't even want to come.
I was thinking about.
I was doing it for the queen.
I was thinking about the queen. Yeah, exactly.
So he's like surrounded by henchmen, and they all bring him out to a car, and they're gonna drive somewhere under duress. They're gonna take him somewhere.
Yeah.
But he's in the back of a car, kidnapped at gunpoint, but they're held up because the Mardi Gras is happening, and I'm like, take another road. Like, we knew that the Mardi Gras was going to happen, but whatever. So they're stopped by the Mardi Gras. And then some random dude comes up and he's just like, hey, anybody in here want to buy some alcohol? And they're like, get the fuck out of here. Like, get away from me. And he's like, come on. Don't you guys want some fire water? He says this. Puts it in James Bond's fucking face. And I'm like, oh, does this guy like work for James Bond? Is this like, you know, somebody trying to help him out? No, it's just a random dude selling alcohol, but James Bond hears that it's referred to as fire water, and he gets a brilliant idea. He takes the alcohol and he smashes it in the car, and then he takes a lighter that Fiona's using to light her cigarette, and it just goes, it just lights up in the car.
Whoa.
Just like goes up, and then he just fucking books it and makes a run for it.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have this big chase scene at the Jankanoo. Where he's chased through the Mardi Gras festival, and then he winds up at a place called the Kiss Kiss Club.
Okay.
And he goes and he washes his bloody leg off. I know, right? He goes and he washes his bloody leg off. And then, even though after all this was, I want to say this was like a 20-minute scene of him running through the, you know, trying to evade capture, he arrives at the Kiss Kiss Club, and when you know it, Fiona's already there, and they found him, basically. They know where he is. So he goes to dance with her, and they start dancing together. And then all of a sudden, this like hand comes out from behind the, it's like a dance club, by the way. I should actually describe what the Kiss Club is. So it's like a dance club, a little dance.
I thought it was a kissing club. So it I'm is glad not you a explained that club. It was a
it's
dance,
a dance
club.
And where there's like a live band, a little dance floor, right? Mm-hmm. So right behind the band, a dude with a gun, just like his hand just like comes out from behind the curtain, basically, as they're dancing. And it's like aimed at James Bond, right? And like James, it's aimed at his back. Okay. And Fiona clearly sees it, and she's just like dancing and trying to like keep him distracted so that
the guy can kill him.
They can shoot him.
Yeah.
And then, and also he's surrounded by henchmen. Like henchmen are all there too, like watching to make sure everything goes okay. And then the gun fires, but James somehow catches eye of the gun and turns Fiona
sees
around.
It in her eyes.
No, I think just sees it. Just turns Fiona around, and then they end up shooting Fiona by accident. But it's also like, one, somebody go in there and get James Bond. Like, not that hard to do. Two, maybe shoot again. Like,
yeah,
maybe open fire on James Bond. Like,
yeah, do it. Try again.
And then the other thing that's really weird is the blood is like behind James's hand. So it's like, how did the bullet go, like, you know,
through her? Yeah. So enough to make bloody his hand.
It doesn't make any sense. This scene doesn't make any fucking sense. I was talking to Honeybees, who's been on previous episodes of this podcast, friend of ours, and they really like these movies, and they were like, I've never thought about that before. And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. The scene is stupid. So then he just like drops her.
I agree, Mike.
Thank you. He drops her dead body, and he's just like, she's dead tired, and leaves her alone. It's dumb. So then there's 15 hours until they have to pay money to the bad guy, and they think Bond has failed.
I feel like Bond hasn't done anything, though. Like, besides, I feel like he did everything in my app, which is take those photos, and then he's just been on weird shenanigans with the Fiona person.
He's got to find the plane. He's got to find
the bombs. I think the bombs are more important than the plane.
Yeah, I don't know why he's looking for the plane, but he is looking for the plane, and he gets to the Golden Grotto, and Felix is like, the Golden Grotto, that's where sharks are. And he's like, well, then let's go down there. So he fucking shoots a shark. like, and we see a shark head shot. And I'm like, oh, PETA must have not existed back then. And he goes down there and he finds a pilot inside, a dead pilot on the inside of a plane.
Oh, I thought he said inside the shark.
No, sorry. At the bottom of, that was my fault. At the bottom of the bottom of the ocean.
Okay.
He finds a plane and inside the plane is a pilot that's dead.
Oh.
And he like takes like the pilot's necklace, the dog tag, takes a dog tag so he can identify him. And then he's like, I think I know how we're going to get onto the Disco Valenti, which is the boat that has the bombs on it.
Mm.
Because he knows that Domino knows Largo, and he knows that Domino has a brother, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. So
okay.
Then we hard cut, and James Bond is having underwater sex with
what?
Domino.
Oh,
where? In where, underwater.
But where? What water?
Somewhere else, man.
Not in the ocean?
Oh, yeah, sorry, in the ocean.
Okay.
They were in the ocean.
Okay.
In scuba suits, and they fuck.
Whoa.
And then they then they come out from
they
under
really
the ocean.
They really use that underwater tank for everything.
Dude, for real. And they come out the water, and then she's like, I hope we didn't frighten the fish.
That's kind of funny.
And then she says, she ends up accidentally like stepping on some kind of poisonous sea urchin.
Oh, no.
And then so he has to suck the blood out of her foot.
Uh-huh.
And then he reveals that her brother is dead at the bottom of the sea. And he's like, can you please help me? I really need your help.
Yeah, I guess they didn't know for sure he was dead.
Yeah, now he knows. And he also says, like, Largo is behind it all. Like, Largo is the reason that he died, basically. And he's like, I need you to find out where the bombs are and when they're going to arrive wherever they are, basically.
Uh-huh.
And he gives her the Geiger counter.
Pretty easy way to convince her to betray that guy.
At first she doesn't want to, but then eventually she does.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden Vargas shows up, who's one of the henchmen.
Sure.
And James just fucking shoots him with a harpoon and
hell
he dies.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. It's awesome.
Like on the surface?
Yeah, on the surface. Wow. Just like he's like walking around on the beach and he just pulls a harpoon gun. Dead.
Cool.
Yeah. So she tells him this part was fucking dumb. Like I liked Domino up until now, and Domino's like, oh, by the way, James, there's something I wanted to tell you about. It's probably not important.
No.
But there's this secret passageway to get onto Largo's island without like having to go through a bunch of other stuff. And then she's like, all you have to do is like take these stairs. And then she's like, huh, maybe it is important after all. And I'm like, yeah, obviously it's important. Like, I think this is one of the most important
things.
She might
not think about it. She's thinking too much about that Bond dick, dude.
That's true.
She wasn't thinking about Bond safety. Just
so,
that dick.
That Bond safety. So, James.
I can't believe you broke that Thunderball, though. He's like lightning ball now.
What do you mean?
Because he nutted three times, dude. Three times.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And once underwater.
Once underwater. Yeah. Well, maybe it like softened the blow if you're underwater.
Softened the blow.
Softened the blow. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying, baby.
Yeah. So James Bond ends up using that secret passage, winds up on Largo's island, and then he just takes a random pill. And I didn't know what it was first. So I was just like, oh, I guess he just like really needed to take his medicine today, I guess. I was just,
doctor prescribed this.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, wow, he's really keeping up on his medication. Good for him, man. So he poses as one of Largo's divers, and he swims into a ship that's going to pick up the bombs as to where they're being kept, basically, which is sounds like they're being kept in some kind of like wrecked underwater ship or whatever, basically. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay,
Following. That's
what the bombs are. Thank you. So, inside underwater wreckage is bombs hidden away. They're loaded onto a carrier. And as they're loaded on, James Bond is discovered. And there's a big underwater fight. The bombs are locked away. And Largo discovers that Domino has a camera that was given to her by James Bond. So he immediately locks her in a room and starts to torture her.
Oh.
Yeah. And I now picked up that the pill was a honing device, and a helicopter guy who I now know is Felix comes to pick him up. Cause Bond uses the, whatchamacallit, the flare.
Oh yeah. The stress flare.
So, that came into play, and Bond says, Largo is going to take the bombs loaded onto this boat called the Valenti, Disco Valenti. And then it's going to go to Miami and it's going to blow up Miami.
Okay.
So we have to get it before it does that, basically. Okay. We know where it's going to be. We know where it's going.
Okay.
So all we need to do is we got to figure out how to stop this.
Right.
So Disco Valenti's on the way to Miami.
What a name.
Disco Valenti? Mm-hmm. Kind of reminds me of like Disco Elysium a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. But like, I don't know, even more Italian.
Disco Valenti!
Yeah, exactly.
So they're on the way to Miami, and then all of a sudden this plane flies by the Disco Valenti on the way to Miami. And
Disco Valenti on
the way
to
Miami.
Miami.
That's like a, what is it? Seashells by the seashore.
Exactly.
Red leather, yellow leather, unique New York. So these dudes just skydive into the water ahead of the Disco Valenti, and a big underwater shootout happens. These guys that were skydiving.
Oh, there's more underwater shooting? That's crazy.
Dude, this is the longest fucking underwater fight.
Much of it, man.
It is like, I want to say a good solid 30 minutes of the movie. It's just them fighting underwater. And it's so funny. I wrote down, it seems like they get bored, so then they just start cutting to fish. Like, that's like, like they'll just be like, boom, 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 they're fighting, and then just like a random fish under the water.
That's cool footage.
And it's pretty cool. Helicopter guy yells that, Felix is also, Bond's like, I want to get in there too. I want to fight them.
Everyone's in the underwater fighting
Everyone's
scene.
Fighting and he wants to join. Bond wants to join. So Felix is like, you know, Bond, anything on you looks good, Felix says. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, Felix is really, you know, he's bonded.
He's bonded
to him. You know, it's not just Moneypenny that's got a thing for Bond.
No.
So Bond joins the underwater fight. And it's funny because the dead are lying in the ocean floor when they would floating. Like I said, fight scene montage is so lame. They start cutting away to random fish like they're in an aquarium. They reuse the same shot of Bond lunging towards the camera three times. Like, it's clearly like, again, all the underwater fighting is clearly done by like stunt doubles,
right?
But then there'll be like a close-up shot of James Bond and it'll be like Sean Connery turning around, looking at the camera, and then lunging. They use that same shot like three times. That's or something so similar funny. I also wrote down, it's super funny because Largo's under the water swimming and he's wearing an eye patch under his diving mask. And there's just something funny, like imagining, like, yeah. You know, like wearing a diving mask, but also an eye patch. Yeah. So Largo escapes onto the Disco Valenti, and they got to get out of there. So Bond sneaks onto the Disco Valenti as well. And the Largo gets into like the bridge of the ship, and then he presses a button. And the ship like detaches from itself. So the outside of the ship is one big ship. And then the inside of the ship is a smaller ship. Then you get away much quicker. And I will say, yeah, up until now, the movie's been like pretty bad. This scene was like really cool. I'm like, how the fuck did they do
That's
this?
That's really cool sounding.
It was because they all did it in one shot. So it was just like one big ship just like. It's like a rushing nesting doll or something.
Yeah.
It was really cool. So it just sort of jettisons off. They say like cocoon it or something like that.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. Some random nerd unties Domino. I don't know who he is. He's just wearing glasses.
You're pretty.
I don't know who he is. He's thrown arming devices into the sea. So even if they get it, even though they have bombs, there's no way to like arm them. James sneaks into the bridge. This fight scene was so bad. It was like all shot in fast forward. It was really
fucking
bad,
funny
dude.
When they shoot in fast forward.
It was because it's also the they're trying to make the boat look like it's going faster too, or the ship's going faster. But it's like everything looks like shit. It's like the fight scene is so bad. All they needed to do was add like yakety sax to this, like
do. I guarantee that's on YouTube already.
It's got to be, right. So big ass fight scene happens. Largo pulls a gun on James Bond, and James Bond is without a gun. He's on the ground.
Most of this movie so far is you just being like, this big ass fight scene happens. This fight scene happens. This guy, they run into this guy.
Do you want me to describe the fight scene?
No, you don't, but I don't want you to, but I'm just like, there's just so much of just like, I feel like between my half and your half, it's just been a bunch of like, James Bond fights a bunch of people. Yeah. And he runs to this next spot, he fights a bunch of people.
He fought more
like,
people.
The intrigue and the like espionage is kind of like...
It's kind of dead at this point. Dead in the water.
Yeah. As soon as he got after those sharks.
Yeah.
As soon as he skipped that weird shark place, it's like, what are we doing?
So James Bond, he's on the ground and Largo's got a gun pointed at him. And I'm like, who's going to save James Bond now? And then all of a sudden, a fucking harpoon goes through... Largo's chest, and Largo falls over, and it was Domino the whole time.
Nice.
Domino
I'm
kills
glad.
Largo. I
honestly,
this was the best part of the movie.
I didn't expect that to happen.
Me neither, because Largo was tortured, or Largo tortures Domino.
Yeah.
Like Domino's brother died from Largo. Because I was like thinking, like, oh, fucking James is gonna kill Largo, because that's how all these movies fucking go. But honestly, Domino killing Largo makes this movie a whole lot better.
That really does.
Yeah,
that does make the movie.
It's
better.
Pretty great. So, but then the movie goes bad again. So, how are they gonna get out of this? They're on this ship, this boat, you know, like that's like going down. You know, like how are they gonna get out of this? So, James Bond tosses out a flotation device. They jump on a flotation device, and then this plane comes by, flies by, and James Bond blows up a balloon. with a rope, and it goes up into the sky and it floats up in the sky like big red balloon. And then Domino and James Bond are both in the flotation like boat together, the two of them, waiting for a plane to come by. The plane grabs the balloon with the rope on it and flies by. And James just fucking jettisons off into the sky.
Hell yeah.
And that's the end of the movie.
That's kind of incredible, he just actually. Goes, I love that fucking, he gets Fultoned up.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. I don't know. I kind of like that.
You like that?
That's stupid.
It was really fucking dumb. And also, the last, I want to say 10, 15 minutes.
The boat explodes, right, though?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It crashes into some fucking, like, coral and, like, blows up.
How's that explosion?
It's fine. Okay. It's fine. The thing I want to say, though, is it really feels like you could tell that the filmmakers were like, we're losing the audience. Like, we need to wrap this shit up and quick. So
I feel like a lot of these Bond movies, though, they kind of end pretty quickly.
Yeah, this one very much feels like that. It really just sort of feels like when you're leaving a party and you're just trying to get out before, you know, like the vibe has been destroyed and you're just trying to leave and you're just like, okay, bye. All right, bye. Bye, bye, bye. All right, bye. Bye. Later,
later. We gotta go. Yeah, I gotta go feed the dogs.
It's bad. It's a bad movie. I didn't enjoy it.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. I will say, weirdly, it's weird because it felt like a rocky road where it's like, this movie at base is pretty bad, but there's some moments where I'm like, oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I did learn something. I got a little notes. I was looking on Wikipedia just a little bit.
Sure.
Because I was confused. And you mentioned earlier about the jetpack. So this is a little quote from, let me double check exactly who this quote from, but it's about the special effects that was used.
For the jetpack?
This is...
I know that jetpacks were a thing that they were trying to push back in the day. Like, they were at, like, the Super Bowl or whatever as well. Yeah.
So, they said, we had used special effects, but unlike special effects today, they were real. The jetpack we used in Thunderball was real. It was invented for the United States Army.
Okay.
Bloody dangerous, and it only lasted a couple minutes. The ejector seat in the Aston Martin was real. And Emilio Largo's boat, the Disco Volante, was real.
Yeah, that boat was pretty cool.
That's crazy. You had power boats at the time, but there were no good-sized yachts that were able to travel 40 knots.
Yeah.
So it was quite a problem. But combining hydrofoil we bought in Puerto Rico for $10,000 and a catamaran, I don't know, and at least it looked like a big yacht. We combined the two hulls with one slip bolt, and when they split, it worked like a dream.
Yeah,
We used a lot of sharks for this movie. I wonder how many of them died.
Yeah, right.
I rented a villa in the Bahamas with a saltwater pool, which we filled with sharks and used for underwater filming. The smell was horrendous. This is where Sean Connery came close to being bitten. We had a plexiglass corridor to protect him.
I fucking thought they might
but
have.
But I didn't have quite enough plexiglass, so when the sharks got through... He never got out of a pool faster in his life. He was walking on water.
Oh my god. Did they talk about the skeet shooting? Because that
I couldn't
genuinely...
find anything about the skeet shooting.
Oh,
at least
man,
on
that shit was very cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's another quote about the special effects. That's why I was asking about the yacht, because while in Nassau, during the final days of shooting, special effects supervisor John Steers was supplied experimental rocket fuel to use in exploding Largo's yacht.
Oh, I see.
Ignoring the true power of the volatile liquid, Steers doused the entire yacht with it, took cover, and then detonated the boat. It resulted in a massive explosion, shattered windows along Bay Street in Nassau, roughly 30 miles away.
You gotta love how back in the day, like, special effects supervisor was just, like, some idiot with, like, lighter fluid, you know?
He went on
like,
to win an Academy Award for his work on Thunderball.
Fucking Christ.
But that explains why I was like, I thought that jetpack looked kind of good, but it was like cheesy at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was like, what the fuck is this?
So I think that's the thing. They're using a lot of their money, I think, on stuff like the jetpack, apparently, the ship that the attaches itself to the explosion.
Fuel.
Yeah. And not using any of it on like helicopter scenes talking or whatever. Yeah. So, what do you think then?
You know what? This movie was bad. But we were told not to watch this movie by a friend.
Were we?
They were like, this is awful. You can skip this one.
Who?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay.
But they're like, you should skip Thunderball. And I was like, too late.
Too late. We already
watched it.
Oh, yes. I remember us talking about this. Yes. That's right.
So, but it's bad, but I don't know. It's got some, I think the thing is like, I was prepared for the morally reprehensible parts, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was prepared for him to be gross to women.
Yeah.
And
I still don't enjoy
seeing
it.
Pig. No, but I'm prepared for it. I'm like braced for it, you know? Like, I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
And the movie's just kind of bad. I don't know. I would give this, what was our rating system again?
I think it was like bullet holes.
It was bullet holes, yeah.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, I was going to give it two as well.
Two.
Because I'm giving them pretty consistently three. I want to give it a three because I think it'd be funny if they were all three. But I think
this is clearly worse.
This is clearly
a worse movie. Yeah. You could clearly, like, just from a filmmaking standpoint,
yeah,
it's much sloppier. Like, yes, the special effects, some of them are kind of cool.
Yeah.
Some of the scenes are kind of cool. The fact that Domino is the one who kills
Largo is honestly very cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So there's like some things that are good.
Yes.
That are actually in some ways weirdly.
You know what? You're right. I'll give it 2.5.
2.5.
2.5. I'll bump it up a half star just for Domino shooting Largo.
Yeah, I'm still giving it 2.
That's fair, man. That's totally fair. I think I got a pretty good half of the movie, honestly.
You said it sounds like you kind of did. It sounds like you got all the cool action parts. Mine was just like fucking James Bond running around being a pervert in the clinic.
Lippy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Lippy.
Yeah.
Died at some point, I think. I don't know. He just kind of disappeared.
Here's the other thing, guys. And people who say, like, don't watch this movie, like, people, we've gotten a lot of people actually reaching out to us in our real life, friends of ours, people that care about us, and go, like, you're very brave to be doing this. I'm very impressed that you guys are going to try doing this. You motherfuckers didn't see those Hellraiser movies.
Yeah, you don't know shit.
You don't know. You didn't see those Leprechaun movies.
You didn't see any of those.
Okay.
Okay. You don't
we
know.
Did.
These are like, these are bad, but they're not that bad.
No.
These are at least bad. They put money behind this. There's effort behind this. You can tell someone cared.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Nobody cares about Hellworld.
No.
Nobody cares about that. What, no, Leprechaun about Origins?
Leprechaun Origins was the worst.
Yeah, okay. Nobody cared about that movie.
Hellraiser Judgment.
Judgment, yeah.
That one was literally shit out just to make the rights being held.
And like, we saw it.
And it was fucking awful.
It was bad.
This ain't shit so far. I'm waiting. We're early. I know we're early. We're talking shit.
Yeah.
We've only watched, what, this is the fourth movie, right? We're like,
we're
only four
in. We are talking a big game.
We're talking
right
a
now.
Big game for someone who's only on the fourth movie.
Yeah, we're not even. We're looking.
No, that's the thing, though. I think there's just such a bigger gauntlet.
Yeah,
but we have trained for this marathon.
We really have.
We have trained hard.
You're absolutely right. Because here's the other thing, guys. Like, because I think a lot of people who are saying this are people like grew up with these movies and like love them because of their like part of their like childhood or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
Like, this is something that means a lot to them emotionally rather than actually being of good quality. We are comparing these movies to genuinely dog shit films. So we're not saying like these movies are good.
No,
we're just saying that they're better than some movies that we've seen otherwise.
They're better
you
than
know?
Shit.
They're better than utter dog shit.
Yeah.
So not a high bar to clear.
I mean,
but
I would even say like the first Leprechaun movie is maybe slightly better than this movie.
I'd agree with that.
And that's a good movie in that franchise. That's like the best movie in that franchise.
Yeah, that's very true.
So like,
that's very true.
we got this shit.
We're
going to say we're talking
so far.
Okay, call us when we're in a little bit later. But
call us when we're like 10 movies in, I want to say.
Yeah, 10, 15 movies or something.
Yeah. But until then, guys, you should email us at emailtheotherhalfpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram. We are on Discord and we're on Blue Sky. And if you want to listen to our previous episodes, you can find them on podcasting app, and while there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read in the show no matter what it says.
Woo-hoo.
Even if it is just to go like, guys, you don't know what you're getting yourselves into.
Or if it's telling me that stop using Thunderball in that way.
Yeah, we're not gonna do it. Thunderball. Good night, everybody.
't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.